I'm David Olive from the Policy Development team, and this is our May 2nd call on the ICANN 62 planning for our meeting. We will have the materials were sent to you a bit in advance, and just to let you know that we will record and transcribe this call so that you'll be able to share it with others, and that will be posted in a few days. I'll indicate on the SOAC wiki and the meetings team so that you can have readily access to that. With that, again, since we are using Zoom, please raise your hand, or if I'll keep a watch on it for Tanzanika, and we're happy to recognize you. If we're somehow missing you, speak out, and we'll make sure that you are heard. With that, you see the agenda before you. I'm finishing our welcoming and opening remarks. I'll now turn the floor over to Tanzanika to talk about some of the results that you've been sending to her on the community sessions. Tanzanika, the floor is yours.
Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon or good morning. I know it's very early for some of you. Kim, we'll go ahead and start with the second page here. So hopefully you all had a chance to review the results we sent out from your voting on the topics you want to see at the meeting, as well as whether or not you want to see those as conflicted or not conflicted. So we have those listed here at the top of the page. This just went out this morning, so if you haven't had a chance to look at it, some of the topics, the way that we place them on the block schedule sent out last week, are adjusted based on comments. So we have geo names starting at the beginning of the week and on Thursday, and that is due to a request with the original proposal for that to be split so that there's a chance to discuss and then wrap it up with another session on the topic. Then we've got the update on RDS from the review team in the second slot on Monday. And these are both, I'm noting, against Tech Day. So those are both noted as being able to be conflicted, and so that's why those are there. Then we've got GDPR on Tuesday. Next, new GDLD auction proceeds and presentation from the CCWG. Accountability on Wednesday. So that's going to be a question of what the GAC is okay with going against the communique, as well as what the CCNSO is okay with going against Tech Day on Monday. Then on Thursday, again, geonames wrapping up, and then the placeholder for RDS, which we also need to discuss. Deadline on when we want to consider something a placeholder or not going to happen. So I want to remind everybody that the topics, the way that we have sorted these from high interest versus cross-community. Cross-community basically means it's an important topic of interest that encourages community involvement and participation from all groups. So the session should be facilitated by at least two or more groups, which brings a question about the geo names, because I know that one has participation from all groups. So we want to see if that's okay going on Monday. And also, just a high interest topic session is supposed to be a session on an important topic that's led by a single group. So with that, I want to open it up to discussion for how these topics are arranged. Also keep in mind, do we want to have this many topics on the schedule, or do you want more time for internal meetings? The floor is open to everybody.
Thank you, Tanzanika. I will look to see someone's hand would be up. At the moment, I do not see any. Barbara Warner of the Business Constituency. Barbara.
Thank you, David. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Great. Okay. No, we're very pleased with the fact that the GDPR compliance and our proposed accreditation model are slotted for high-level sessions, and based on what happened in San Juan, that is to say that one session wasn't enough, we're also quite pleased that we were given two sessions, basically, the morning and the afternoon. We will have a planning call tomorrow with the IPC to determine the agenda, how we want to organize it. Maybe the first session would focus on compliance. The second session would further develop the accreditation model. I'm just speculating. But those consultations are, as I said, will be tomorrow, and we're happy to loop in ICANN staff as appropriate. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Alessandra from the CCNSO, you're next.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. Just a quick comment. It would be really nice if we could have a finalist agenda as soon as possible, because we need to send our community our schedule by the end of this week, if possible. So I would prefer not to delay this process too much. And also, I was wondering if we could discuss the fact that what does it mean to have a cross-community or a high-interest topic non-conflicted, because we, at the CCNSO, we believe that none of them should be conflicted, non-conflicted, as in if the community is interested in participating, then they should arrange their schedules so that they can attend. But if they wish not to participate, then they should be able to do something else in parallel. Thank you.
Thanks, Alessandra. Yes, we hope to get greater clarity after this call so that we have that finalized so you can move on to your planning. Donna Austin, your hand is up, please.
Thanks, David. Just a general question. So when do we need to bed this down? I'm very aware that there will be, you know, the board is having discussions around GDPR on the, was it the 13th of May? And then there's a GDD summit the week of 14 May. So I'm interested to know, you know, I appreciate that Alessandra wants some confirmation earlier rather than later, but I think there's still some missing pieces with GDPR. So if we can have some, you know, time before we need to finalise those, I think it might be helpful. And I'm thinking maybe the third week in May makes the most sense. I think at that point in time, we'll have, certainly from a GNSO perspective, GNSO Council perspective, we might have a little bit more of an understanding of what our...
Donna, I think we lost you. Hello? Donna, we lost you. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, David.
Ah, very good. Sorry. Now we had lost Donna a little bit. And Donna, have you finished with your comments? Okay, are there any other questions or comments?
Hi, this is Tanzanika. I'll just respond a little bit to Donna's question. So the schedule needs to come in over the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure if you're asking about more time to finalize the planning for the session, or having the session, you know, on the Tuesday at this particular time. If you could just clarify.
I think we might have lost Donna.
David, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can now, Donna. Please go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand. I had to be unmuted on Zoom.
Hello. So yes.
Yeah, problem. So thank you for that. David, Tansy, my point was that I think come the third week of May, we will have more clarity around what our requirements are for RDS and also GDPR in particular. We note that there's two blocks there for the WHOIS and accreditation model. We thought that wasn't one and the same. We thought they were two different things. So I just wonder whether it's possible to keep some of these things a little bit fluid, understanding that by the third week in May, we should have a better understanding of what our needs are going to be. Thanks.
Thanks, Donna. I sort of look to the rest of the group to help determine, is that going to be okay? How much will that affect your schedule planning? I think if at least we have an idea of where these things will go, assuming they're going to take place, that should help guide everybody. But I look to everyone else for some comments as well. Thanks.
Barbara Warner, your hand is up.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thanks for taking my comments. I think I could provide a better answer for that after my consultations with the IPC tomorrow. I don't think they would disagree with you, Donna, in terms of the uncertainties that we still face. What I still don't know yet is what some of the thinking is in terms of how to structure this particular session. As I said, if it makes sense to have one session focused on compliance and another session focused on the accreditation model, I'll know that better tomorrow, and I'm happy to reply to the group via email if that would help everyone. But I understand what you're saying in terms of the uncertainties for sure. Thank you.
So in terms of, yes, please, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to open up another question to the group, and that is whether or not any of the other topics that are on the list should be included going against some of the conflicted topics that are on the schedule. That was one of the questions that came through in email, is whether or not there should be more time for internal working meetings, or whether or not you want to actually have this many sessions. In other words, Wednesday, it's possible we could not have sessions going against the communique. It could be just working group meetings that are happening. So just want to throw that on the table as a question. Thanks, David.
Farzaneh, your hand is up, and Paris will be next. Farzaneh, please.
Thank you. So I think as to Tanzania's question about keeping as is, I think that's actually okay. We tried this time not to have many, like internal meetings so that we can focus on policy. And as I can see from these sessions, they are focused on policy. I don't know what the working group various working groups leaders think, but I I think keeping this as is fine. I do have a comment on the GDPR compliance about accreditation. So I want to know if these sessions are going to be focused on what the IPC and business constituency are recommending, or is it going to be, I think it should go broader than that and should take into consideration all the community's comments, and also discussing the what ICANN is doing with regards to the accreditation. So I'm just saying it should not be only focused on what IPCBC is doing for accreditation, what their proposal is, but it should include others' perspective and other proposals on this accreditation. And for compliance, I really suggest that whoever is organizing this to get some GDPR experts on the panel. This is what we have been lacking. We don't know the nuances of the law, and I think we need the accreditation model has to be within the boundaries of the law, and I think little attention has been paid to that. So we probably should, from like early on, try and get GDPR experts on that panel. Thank you.
Thank you, Farzaneh. Pairs, you're next. Pairs Brumark, and then Brian Winterfeld. Pairs.
Thank you. I'm looking at Wednesday here because we have our GEC community session on Wednesday, so that could be a bit problematic there. Can I come back with that? Because I have to check with the rest of the GEC leadership.
Please, by all means. Any other comment, Pairs, from the GEC?
No, that's it.
Well, duly noted about the Wednesday sessions that you're trying to then check to be sure there's not a problem for GAC members should they wish to attend some of the other sessions.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, David.
Brian Winterfell, yes, your hand is up. Brian, please.
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Fantastic. I just wanted to answer Farzaneh's questions. I think the goal, regardless of how we decide to divide up the session potentially between access and accreditation and compliance generally is certainly to bring a broad community perspective since this is a cross community and high interest topic panel. So that is obviously our goal. And we actually were, maybe not surprisingly, planning on having people on the panels who are experts in GDPR. That actually will probably be helpful since it's kind of the main thrust of the work that we're trying to do. So I think it will look in terms of broad participation and having experts. It won't be totally dissimilar to the panel that Steve Del Bianco led in Puerto Rico. And so I think that is our goal. So hopefully that will be helpful.
Thank you. Farzaneh, you have your hand up.
Thank you. I just wanted to respond to Brian. I don't think we should treat these two sessions, considering the sensitivities surrounding them, as IPCBC sessions, but a real cross-community session, so that the rest of the community also has a say on who would be on that panel, so that we have the right balance. Thank you. I don't think we should really focus on what IPCBC is doing, but on the broader, what the community is thinking and what sort of accreditation model are out there, either ICANN leading or not. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think with the staff assigned to help out, we'll make sure that there are the right experts in balance with the inputs of everyone. Some have been working on it, others have other people in mind, but I understand that fully. Brian, please.
Yes, I just wanted, and I guess, David, you really actually answered the question. That obviously is the goal, and I thought that I had just said that, and so we'll just say it again, but thanks so much.
Yes, you both said that and agreed, so I think we can move forward on that point. Other comments? It seems to me that the... I have a response from Heather to Alexandra. Alexandra, I'm having to move my chat to see the comment. Heather had a comment. It said, to Alexandra's point on the scores in the table suggests that the topics which seem to be less than 60% haven't been scheduled at all at this point. We'll see if there has been some comments on that. Tanzanika, would you care to point us to that?
Yes, and Alejandra's next point is right, that I did pose the question to everyone whether or not we should include additional topics on the list that aren't already appearing here against some of the conflicted sessions. So the ones that are not in red have all been voted as being okay to be conflicted. So that's the question. Should we then, you know, take more of these topics on the list and put those against some of the pre-existing ones that are shown here?
Thank you for that clarification to the question of other sessions being planned that may conflict a bit. Do people have an opinion on that or a suggestion? Because it seems to me that the GDPR sessions, the two of them, are the ones that people are most concerned about having a flexibility for addressing the topics that may come up or others that need to be addressed. But the others seem to be somewhat okay, and maybe we can look to finalize those, but keeping some sort of flexibility in the two GDPR ones. I just throw that out as an observation. Donna Austin, please.
Thanks, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay, great. So I think the placeholder we have for RDS also fits into that category, and that was my comment about understanding, you know, if we know the board is meeting in, I think it's around the 14th of May, there's a GDD summit to follow that. So hopefully we would have a clearer picture of what requirements are, you know, as of the third week of May. So, you know, that was my comment about trying to have some flexibility, because I think, you know, there's still enough uncertainty that if we can just be a little bit flexible in our thinking here, that would be great.
Yes, thank you. That would be another part of that puzzle, in addition to the GDPR, the RDS placeholder as well, to have flexibility, because all those issues are tied together, and importantly so, at our policy call. Anyone else? We were looking for someone from the ATLAR ALAC, but I think Alan said he could not come and would rely on the transcript to do that. Olivier, you have a part of that group from URALO.
Do you have any comments? Thanks, David. It's Olivier speaking. Yeah, it's Olivier Kaplan. I'm not speaking. I haven't got any specific comments on this. Quite neutral on that. The at-large schedules are currently still being put together, so we'll work around whatever is there. And I think it's maybe the block schedule in itself is well put together, so no further comments on that. Certainly not on my part, but maybe Alan will have on the writer with his own views. Thanks.
Thanks, Olivier. We'll make sure that Alan gets the recording and transcripts for any other comments he may make. That's helpful to know that you're being flexible as well as you're scheduling your other sessions. Anyone else?
So if there are no objections to the way that this is currently laid out, knowing that we still, I think from the sounds of it, need one day to send this back out again and make sure that the GAC and ALAC have had a chance to make any further comments about the arrangement of the sessions on the schedule. Can we all agree that with that, we will finalize these by the end of the day tomorrow, if not early Friday, so that everyone can start finalizing their schedules and submitting their session requests? If there are any arguments or anyone who thinks that we can't do that, please speak up now so we can plan for it.
Going once, going twice. I think we have a direction there, Tanzanika. Please move forward on that plan.
Okay, thank you. And I see Donna in the chat. No, so that's still considering GDPR with flexibility, but that this is what we're going with for now. From what I'm hearing, there's not going to be any reason that GDPR would have to necessarily move to a different day or a different schedule. If I'm wrong on that, please tell me. And yes, Heather, finalize as best we can for now. And just to reiterate from some of the comments, the sessions that are listed here as CC or cross community, those are intended to be planned by everybody having involvement, not just from the proposer, but from every group who wants to participate in the planning for those sessions. So those three are marked here in red. Oh, excuse me, the red is non-conflicted. I said that backwards. Cross community ones are marked with CC. So the geographic names, the GDPR session, both should have input from everyone. And I see Paul in the chat asking about the next planning call, which is a very good question. So it's come to our attention that the next planning call is going to overlap with travel for many of you coming back from the GDD summit, if I'm correct. And so since that call is usually one that we may or may not meet, depending on whether there's conflicts or issues to resolve with the schedule, we will leave it sort of as a TBD, except if we are to hold it, it won't be on the day that you are all traveling. It will be on the following week, which will be the 23rd of May rather than the 17th as previously scheduled.
Heather Forrest has her hands up. Heather?
Thanks, David, very much. I'll make sure I'm off mute in all respects before I carry on.
Yes.
Perfect. Good. Thank you. Tanzanika, it's just a question to clarify, or this is really for everyone, not necessarily to put you on the spot. Can we just clarify, let's say, your point is very well taken about ensuring that the preparation of sessions has contribution from others, and there have been some questions about that on this call. What are the thoughts there as to, is ICANN org playing a role in coordinating folks? Are the, let's say, how logistically will that happen, that that others have an opportunity to input into the planning session and so on? It sounds very sensible in principle, but what are the actual mechanics for how it will happen? Thank you.
Thanks for that. That's a very good question and a good reminder of what we're doing to help facilitate that. So we, last time, developed a process for assigning an executive to assist with coordinating everybody. So we will do that again this time. And send it out to let you know, so that person will be pulling everything together and sending out something to say who wants to be involved, and trying to help make sure everyone who wants to be involved can be. So thanks for asking that. That's a good question.
In addition, we'll have some staff help in the organization, the agenda helping, and things like that to facilitate the smooth flow of that particular session with the inputs of those who want to be involved and the executive leading that. I think in a previous session we had a guidance, and I think we'll circulate that again to the group, which is a good path to follow as a checklist of how we'll organize and help you organize the sessions you are working on. Okay, any other comments or questions? Tanzanika, address the issue of the next production call, which will not interfere with the GDD summit. And should we need that again around the 23rd, we'll be sending you a reminder about that. Tans, any final words?
With that, I think we turned what could have been 60 minutes of your time into just 30. And I think we will send this out. Again, give everybody a little bit more time just to make sure that those who weren't able to join us on this call are happy with the layout of the session. The forum is open, so I'll be sending something out to staff today as well to remind them that they can start submitting your schedules that you have already got planned. And I think we're off.
Okay. Any other any other business? We'll give people a last call, but it seems that we're happy to return a little more time to your busy schedules. With that, please prepare to receive from us the schedules with some guidance on preparation of those broader topics that we want to include everyone involved so that they can have an input into speakers and topics. And we will move forward from that. With that, I think we want to thank you for your time and attention and the quick resolution of the next steps as we plan for the policy forum in Panama in June. So with that, I wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. We will share and post the transcript and recording so that you can share it as soon as possible. With that, thank you, everyone, and goodbye.